lots of support. Thank you for those of you who are followers of fashion, the fans of Good Day, and the fans of all the individual folks who are here. Ronnie Fraser especially likes Jennifer. He's listening in Ripley, Tennessee.
Believe it or not. Get it? Ripley.
Ripley.
You really didn't have to.
What's not to like?
Right, exactly. So the information that's part of an important conversation, perhaps we have the thread or the seed to it. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, all of the things that are coming to us. The state Supreme Court in Arkansas said a man sentenced to life in prison without parole when he was 14 years old.
Wow.
Deserves a new hearing. Apparently, the robbery, which took place in 1999, that's a 14-year-old convicted in the shooting death of a store clerk. Now they say they have new evidence, which has come to light, that shows this kid didn't do it. So imagine, at 14 years of age, you are accused of killing someone. You go to a maximum security prison when you're 16. And you've been there since I think the trial was 1999, 2000, so he's been there 11 years.
How do you even live in the world if you get out?
Yeah.
Under the circumstances. And
you write a book.
You know, that's a lot of what 42 is all about. I will tell you, if you didn't hear earlier on, I went to see 42 last night. And it was very satisfying. I don't know the fellow that played Jackie Robinson. I've never seen him before. I think Harrison Ford has been touted as someone who ought to get an Oscar for his performance. It's so what you don't expect from Harrison Ford. That's why it's so good. It's not him being Harrison Ford. He's actually playing a character, and who's superbly done.
You mean he's not swinging from ropes?
And no, it's not an action. It's him playing a very, very, very good Branch Rickey in the story. But anyway, part of it is the prejudice that was focused on black athletes and, in general, black members of our society. And the most pathetic example was the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. That's why those of you who have seen the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about, who called him all kinds of things, actually, during games that they played. He referred to him with the N-word. I mean, all kinds of really uncomfortable things. And he eventually was fired for doing this. But he didn't see there was anything wrong with it. He in the movie, he said it was the same as calling a Jew the word begins with K. Same as calling an Italian, the word begins with WAP. I mean, with W.
Oh, jeez.
Smooth.
Oh, what word is that?
Anyway, you get the point. So I look at this story from Little Rock as another twist on the same stuff. And why the South is so invested in this. But it isn't just the South. Boston's a very racist community. A lot of the big cities are. It's pathetic, actually, really pathetic. Jen
yeah.
has the story of a New Jersey mother.
Speaking of pathetic.
Right, who told her son, he had cancer and he didn't?
Yeah, you know, when you are short on money, you know, what do? Some people go out and get a job, maybe a second job, maybe go on public assistance. Well, no, this New Jersey mom is accused of convincing friends and even her own son that he had cancer in an effort to collect cash from people who were donating to his cause. Her name's Susan Stillwagon. She's 35. And
she was addicted to drugs.
Well, she was charged with theft by deception and endangering the welfare of a child last week. That was according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. She told her 9-year-old and officials at his school, her husband and others, that the youngster had stage 3 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She had to be a drug addict. Has
she
to be.
She took in $3,500 through fundraisers for her kid. And just something obviously is kind of sick. I mean, to do that is just... And she lied to her husband and the kid about it. I mean, it's just really bizarre. Her parents have come out saying that their daughter is sick and that something snapped in her head.
Really?
And that she's right now in a psychiatric ward getting evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You know... one would wonder how stupid and detached the husband is.
Mm-hmm.
If my kid were even anywhere close, if my kid has a serious flu, I'm at the doctor's office.
You go to the doctor, too, sure.
With my wife. There's no way that I would send my wife to the doctor if my kid were being tested for cancer alone and just go, oh, what did he say? Oh, wow, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, you're a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There are a lot of people who...
And then there's the kid. I mean, how old was the kid?
Nine.
Yeah.
So
he knows he didn't go to the doctor. Why can't he say to the dad?
Or maybe he did go to the doctor. Maybe she just lied about the results. Who knows? Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty disgusting.
How do you deal with that?
Richie is going to take us to a job interview, as a lot of people are making several cardinal mistakes. You, as somebody who hires, when you see stories like this, Richie.
Millennials who just don't know how to
interview.
Don't
get it.
Well.
And there are many of them.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
They do not get it.
All right, so what's the story?
Well, a lot of college grads are lack the interview skills that it takes, and some of them are coming in to the interview with their cell phones, taking calls, texting,
on a job,
and some of them even bring their parents.
How are you that clueless?
So HR execs are saying, hey, listen, you know what? This is a coddled generation, and they were brought up on smartphones and social media. Some of them are saying that, so the millennials, they range in age from 18 to 34, and they say, listen, these kids grew up on Twitter, speaking in 140 character messages to other young people, so they have no professional skills. It's a mindset that their parents brought them up with. Listen, you're perfect, you're fine, just the way you are. Don't worry about it. Do whatever you're comfortable doing.
I'm the parent of an honor student at Mafufsky Medium School.
So they come in wearing inappropriate clothing. They come in... Here are a few of the things that have been posted by HR execs, saying that some kids come in taking calls and texting. One male graduate student seeking a managerial position in a research place, research and development unit, took a call on a smartphone about 15 minutes into the interview.
Wow.
The call lasted about a minute and wasn't even an emergency, ruined his chance of getting the job. Another interviewee in his late 20s brought his father into the 45-minute interview, and it was a material handling job on an assembly line. And the owner says that that the father, who was a recent grad, the father of the recent grad, received an offer for the sales job.
Huh.
The father called back to negotiate a higher salary.
Well, we've heard that story at least a week or two ago, where parents are actually going in and negotiating, like taking over their HR arguments for their kids. Remember that?
Yeah.
Where they were coming in and negotiating 401ks and finding out how direct deposit works and stuff. That is so embarrassing. How do we let it get that far? And even if they do get the job, now people like the people in their 20s don't want to do anything outside of their job description. It's like, you know,
I think everybody thinks that you're going to be working at one of these big IT places where it's all casual and you get to wear jeans and flip-flops and everything's cool. You know what? I don't care. Even here in radio, everybody wears casual clothing and everything. But you come in, you make your first good impression, and you sit down, and you act professionally. Another woman brought her cat.
Yeah, oh, I'll do that
on an interview.
Yeah.
And the cat crate, at least.
Yeah. All right, so the word to the wise here, you can make mistakes. They are a fact of life. It's the response to the error that counts. And in this circumstance, people don't realize that they've made an error. So therefore, how can they fix the problem? That certainly is the
don't coddle your kids and teach them how to be professional.
No, please. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You've heard me talk about the fix to transform that flat, lifeless hair to something that's wildly full. With HiClips, H-I-C-L-I-P-S, HiClips, you can divide your hair into mega-tall sections while you dry. You boost your hair to new extremes. Like a professional stylist, you can easily insert one or more clips around the crown of your head, your bangs, or just above the back neckline for an amazing amount of volume in your hair. It works well for both air drying and blow drying to enhance your hair's dimensions naturally. No gels, no mousses, no inserts needed. Just run your fingers through your hair after you've done this. It's very sexy looking. I'm looking at a picture, Jennifer. of someone who's using HiClips. It's sort of the before and after, if you will, which you can find on their website, HiClips, H-I-C-L-I-P-S, HiClips.com. Max volume styling clips. This is something that men, if you're interested in this for your lady, perhaps right now is the time for you to go online to HiClips. See for yourself, HiClips.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, so here's the story from DougStefan.com this morning. If you love your baby and have pictures of your baby, you'll be joining the internet craze that a lot of people think is very cool. It's called baby mugging. Basically, it's pretty simple to do. You need a baby, obviously, a coffee mug, and a camera. Photograph the baby behind the mug so that when the magic of this perspective takes effect, it looks like the child is holding the cup. Sit back and enjoy what people will say to you when you post it on Facebook. Yeah, it's very cool. So if you want to see that picture and what's the story behind the story, check it out at DougStefan.com. Will you please? Coming up, our video of the day. Another amusing sort of trip into an interesting gallery.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice
Get survivalretreatconsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. Survivalretreatconsulting.com. Survivalretreatconsulting.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Head on over to DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com. You will see our video of the day is Rocky's coming to Broadway in the next year. What's the story here, Ken?
Stallone had this idea
in the next year. Yeah. Why? How?
Had this idea that this would the story of Rocky, the that it's more than just a boxing story, and that it would connect with people today, just like it did 30 whatever years ago when it first came out. So he put this together and tried it in Germany last year. It was a huge success.
Really?
Packed houses.
But if you head on over to the video of the day, Sylvester Stallone actually talks about Rocky the Broadway.
It's very much like my life. Not being recognized, not having love in my life, just feeling very alone and isolated. So I thought, why don't I take those feelings and put them in the body of a boxer? And I had no idea that there's so many millions of people that felt the same way.
I know the older I'm getting,
this is crazy.
The more disappear.
The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com features a first look at a new musical coming to Broadway.
Rocky.
This is no joke. Crack it up, Richie.
The underdog, the person who always wanted something and never quite was able to achieve that, and then gets a second chance in life.
Make a new start. Rocky, fight from the heart.
Here are characters with tremendous heart, tremendous emotion, who yearn to find one another and to find love and to redeem themselves.
Something like true, something like warm, something like green shattered.
Story, I think, is at DougSteffen.com. You can hear the whole thing, watch all of it at DougSteffen.com in a video of the day box, which comes up front and center on the homepage of DougSteffen.com. What do you think about a Broadway musical based on Rocky?
Hmm.
A, sounds great. I can't wait to see it. B, sounds interesting, but I'm skeptical. C, sounds like a bad idea. D, sounds ridiculous. Will a Rambo musical be
Rambo the musical?
Musical be next.
I'd want to see that.
I've heard of Stranger Things going to Broadway.
It's a good way to get men to Broadway.
I will tell you, watching the video, had you asked me this before, I was saying, really?
Yeah.
But watching the video, I think they can pull it off and
really?
Actually be decent. Yeah.
Ah, all right. So check it out. It's at DougStephan.com. Our poll on Friday had to do with a question that we were raising. Cosmetic surgery is a frequent conversation. People wondering whether they ought to have a little nip here, a little tuck there, and, you know, whether your forehead needs to be raised or lowered and straighten out the whatever's and whoever's. So our poll asks just if you've had cosmetic plastic surgery. 36% of you said, no, I don't think I ever would want to do that. Let's see, 21% said, no, but I'm considering it. 17% of you said, when you took the poll at DougStephan.com, yes, and I'm very happy with the results. 14% said, I prefer not to answer. there you go. Thank you. No answer is an answer. 12% said yes, and I wish now that I hadn't had it done. Robert Redford seems to have straightened out. Have you seen a picture of him lately? At first, didn't look good at all, and now it looks a little bit better. Anyway, we were talking about jobs and job interviews. Coming up in a moment, the story of a great summer job for a college student. You may be intrigued because of what he's going to do and how much he'll be paid. That coming up in a moment or two. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Remembering Jonathan Winters. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Why, that's it! Sure! Look! It's a big W, I tell you! It's a big W!
Jonathan Winters makes a big discovery, the big W where a treasure is buried, in the 1963 comedy It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Winters, who died recently at age 87, didn't make many films, but when he did, he nearly always stole the show. He created a truly creepy character in the 1965 film The Loved One, playing a cemetery owner who reveals his plans to close the cemetery and launch its residents into orbit.
We're a nation on the move. Death has become a middle-class business. There's no future in it.
What about the loved ones?
To the stars, my dear. Resurrection! No!
One of Winters' closest friends, Tim Conway, told me a couple of years ago that being friends with Winters brought its own special kind of lunacy.
He calls, I would say, about every third day at least, and he leaves a message on my phone, and he's a different guy each time with a different request. One time he was an admiral in the Navy, and it was 4th of July, and he wanted to know if he could come over and throw some firecrackers at me in a bathtub. He had some little ships and everything, and they were going to sail them around.
Not only will Jonathan Winters' friends miss him, I think his friend Jack Parr summed up why we all loved him during a 1964 introduction.
If Jonathan Winters is ever accused of anything, he's got the perfect alibi. He was someone else at the time. I'd rather he came out simply as himself to begin with, because when he's Johnny Winters, he cannot be imitated. The wild, wild man, my friend Jonathan Winters.
I'm Bill Newcott.
Thank you, Jack. That thing you said, he'll probably die tonight. That's... But I've had a full life. Easy come, easy go.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Baby, it's 34 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for the rest of you, the important stories of the day. For a few of you, just knowing anything on Monday is a good thing. Oftentimes there are celebrations. I'm sure that a lot of people with the good weather this weekend around most of the country, and another nice morning today here in the Northeast anyway. It's a very warm. It's a wonderful way for the day to start, the week to start. Happy to have you along on Good Day with Rich and Jennifer. Roberta is off this week down in New Orleans at the Jazz Fest. Seems to be less jazz all the time. Lots of festive, but not much jazzive festive.
No, there's plenty of jazz.
Really?
Not sure.
Anyway, Ken Kess is monitoring
of all music New Orleans.
Twitter and Facecraft. Facecraft.
Wow.
Facecraft.
You just invented a new website.
Piloting the Facecraft.
Yeah. Me Ken, too.
Let's all sign on. We'll split it four different ways, okay? The question at the moment is, remember last week I asked you to fill in the blank, wouldn't it be good if, or wouldn't it be great if, using your imagination again, what's the best decision you ever made? What is the best decision? Just think about it for a few minutes.
To get out of bed this morning.
888, that's the best decision you ever made?
Awesome.
I'm so ever happy ever in his life.
Yeah.
Forget
really?
Getting married or having kids.
Nah,
no.
Forget all that.
Coming to work.
Yep. Yeah.
And maybe it's the toughest decision you've made.
It
as
was
well.
Definitely the toughest, mm-hmm. Yes.
888-302-3684. Richie. From Fort Collins, Colorado, The State University is now saying that they're going to give credit for drinking beer to Colorado State University students. They're planning to install a brewery at the Student Center to provide students hands-on training in making beer. This has become actually quite a big business.
It's,
making it,
it's great
running
science
a business.
Behind it.
Yeah, right. So they'll get, it's called the University of Colorado School of Beer.
Hey, don't laugh. Microbrewing has become a multi-billion dollar business,
yes.
And there's a lot of people who own small entrepreneurial businesses making a lot of money from it.
Wow. I have this this fellow in Framingham here, my hometown, that started 2 years ago, this little brewery, and then he expanded, and now he's expanding again. It's becoming very, very popular. And that place that you took Meredith and me to,
yep.
It was a, I guess, an offshoot. That's a whole restaurant chain now, right?
Yeah.
So do they brew in one location, or do they brew in all their locations? How does that work?
This one is in their chain of restaurants. This one is the microbrewery.
No,
so
I
they
see.
Brew at that location there. And then take the beer to other locations. But at one of my favorite places, Dogfish Head Ale House, which is in my neighborhood, they brew everything in Delaware and then bring it down to the restaurant.
It's not really local, though. Doesn't it lose its impact or its impact?
It's original.
Mm-hmm.
It's original.
All right. The best decision you've ever made, 888-302-3684, or we can post it Facebook or Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day Show. What else have you got happening there, Ken Kessler?
Lots of people liked it. We were talking about the passing of George Jones. Nobody commented on it, but lots of
they
people
liked it. Yeah.
Lots
George Jones,
like
by the
that.
Way, I didn't hear his 81. He was, I think, 81 a couple of months ago. He turned 81. He passed away last, I think, Friday night, Saturday morning. So George Jones at 81. All right, what else are they?
We were talking earlier about Syria and whether it's time that we got involved or not. And there is yet to be the first comment that says, yes, we should get involved. Mm-hmm. Everyone says no.
That's pretty telling. Yep. What else?
Several people hope that you had a great weekend.
Isn't that nice? You, me, or all of us?
I guess to all of us, it
That's
just
nice.
Says you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
John, Davinia, and Jay all.
All right. Very nice. Thank you. Here's a hello to Brad Hawker, who lives in Owensboro, Kentucky, Richie.
Hey, Brad.
And Jim Atkinson, who lives in Ocean View, Delaware.
Where's that? Ocean View. My brother has a home there.
Yeah.
It is about 3 miles inland from Bethany Beach, right there on the Delmarva coast.
Stephen Perkins in St. Augustine, Florida. How do you do to you? I had forgotten when Meredith and I drove up from Florida a couple, 3 weeks ago, went through St. Augustine. For some reason, I thought it was north of Jacksonville, but it turned out, if I remember correctly, it was south of Jacksonville. Not by much, but an area that has so much history, steeped. Do you know it's one of the oldest? Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, it may be the oldest of all of the, plantations, but the oldest of the, you all think that Jamestown is the oldest settlement. I think those of you listening, St. Augustine, can clarify this, or you can say I'm right or I'm crazy, 888-302-3684. But I believe St. Augustine was the oldest settlement in our country. So it has
you may be right. Let me go
flavor about that. Check, you're going to check that out. 888-302-3684. So, Jennifer, what's the best decision you ever made?
The best decision I ever made, probably not to, I was going to go away to school. It was probably to stay because it kind of led me to a career that I really like now.
Mm-hmm. But that would be radio.
Yeah.
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 All right, Kenny, what's the
or
best
that
decision?
Other career she's got going on.
Right, yeah.
We don't talk about that one.
What's the best decision you ever made, Kenny?
Packing up my life and moving west to marry Lisa.
But you had been, you were in North Carolina, as a matter of fact, weren't you? Don't I remember that from the first? Where were you when we first met you? You first started work with us. Where
was
were
here
you?
In Maryland.
I was in the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay. Did you actually work in the facility?
Mm-hmm.
You were there. Okay, I couldn't remember. I mean, isn't it funny how you know people for a long, long time, you don't remember how you met them? I think that, at least when I don't remember seeing Kenny's face associated with you in the studio there, Richie.
Yeah, no, it was what, 5 years, Ken, you were in the studio with me?
Really?
Yeah, almost exactly. I think.
That's funny.
You guys must have had fun.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah. All right, and so that leaves us with Jennifer's told her story, Richie. Mm-hmm. Kenny's told his. What about you?
I'd have to say getting out of the car business, which I was bored with,
mm-hmm.
and just taking the leap of faith and trying to get into radio.
But why? What was there about radio that attracted you? What did you think you were going to create?
I mean, music was kind of the background in me that made me want to get into radio. You know, be a jock, play the hits.
Yeah, that's why he ended up in talk radio.
Right. Yeah. And then you realize that, like, the lifespan of a jock is about 3 months at
Speak
any given radio
Jack
station.
Diamond about that this morning.
No kidding. Well, he had a good run.
He did have a good run.
But it's just not a very stable career. And this one kind of popped up, and here I've been 15, 16
this
years.
This is so stable.
This is, it's work.
Well,
give you that.
I suppose, in a sense, I mean, this is 25 years of me doing this program, and plenty of years before that doing a lot of different things. I spent 13 years at a station from early 71 to late 83.
That was before I was born.
The longest that I've ever been on one one station. Yeah.
I was talking to when I went to the car show in Carlisle, Pennsylvania the other day, my buddy and I ran across a guy that he used to work with. And he was talking about how this guy just hops from job to job to job.
Yeah.
And basically, for $5,000 more a year, he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the new trend, though, is that people will move every couple of years. That's like the thing to do.
Yeah, I know.
It's like everybody's in radio now.
Thanks a lot.
Or the car business.
Yeah.
All right, so, Doug, your best decision?
My best decision. It's interesting because I don't usually answer my own questions.
I know. That's why I called you out on this one.
No, thank you. Well, I mean, I think that's, I have people, one of the great things about asking somebody that you care about a question is wondering whether they're going to answer the question or not.
I don't think you can.
Me?
Yeah.
Answer, what is my best decision?
I don't think that, like, one moment in your life stands out where you're like, yes.
No, it doesn't. There probably, if it's a relationship question, there may be a decision there, whether it's best or not. There also would be job questions, Richie. You're right. Buying and selling real estate. There are some momentous decisions that I made there that have affected my life, both for the good and the bad. Pretty much all of us. I mean, that's a simplistic question, and I specialize often in asking simplistic questions. But to some, it is a way for you to just engage when I ask the question, this question or any question, is for you to think about, maybe as you look at yourself in the mirror, what is the best decision? Some people will tell you it's
Is your favorite team the Dodgers?
No. Some people will tell you they haven't made that decision yet.
No, right.
Well, I mean, I can't. It wasn't easy for me. I think there's just a series of decisions. There's not like one moment in my life mm-hmm. when you ask that question. But I think when someone asks you a question, you just pick the one that kind of pops in first.
Well, it depends on what's going on in your life at the moment. And there are any number of decisions that one must make. I have a very complicated life. It maybe is... It sounds sort of simple. I do the radio program on the farm. But there are lots of things that go on as a result of being connected to all of this stuff, and especially with my philosophy about life and dealing with government, dealing with authority, all these things that do play into. And I've made some bad decisions. I've made some horrible decisions. I made some horrible relationship decisions. I've made some horrible decisions about business. Richie's familiar with one that I made that's cost me more money than I care to admit, frankly. It was a bad decision, and I've lived with it.
Cost both of us a lot of money.
Yeah. That's true, it did. In fact, it cost a lot of people a lot of money.
Yeah.
But now I'm digging myself out of it. It's, you know, it's one of those things. Maybe it makes you a better person. Maybe decision-making, although... not always at the time you make it, or as you look back on some of these things, you think, oh, my God, why the hell did I do that? But it's I know why I did that. In terms of relationships, why do I make the decisions that I make? I don't know that most of us think about the decisions that we make in terms of relationships. We just do it. Whatever may feel good at the moment, and then you think about it afterwards, or you think about it as you're going through it, and then you at the end of that, of the process, wonder, what's the next page? Is there anything else? Is this it? We're done? And, I think it's hardest to make good decisions when you're involved in relationships. I think That if you don't work for somebody else and you just have a job, those decisions sometimes are easier. I have a very hard time making decisions about the work environment because it affects as many people as it does, and I don't want to hurt anybody. So I oftentimes don't make the right decision, a business decision, because I don't want to hurt people that I care about. And often, as you know, especially in the world of radio, but in business in general, people will tell you after they've heard something, it's just business. Well, you know what? It's not just business. It really isn't, unless you have no heart and no soul. And I think that can be said for a lot of things in life. You know, the decisions that I've actually not, most of the things that have been traumatic in my life have been decisions that weren't made by me. Oh, and maybe I could turn it around. The good things that have happened to me in my life was because I was in the right place at the right time. I don't know if it had to do with decisions. And I think that's why I asked the question more than anything else. Do you really think decisions are important, or do you just get wrapped up in whatever is going on and you have to learn how to roll with the punches? You got to learn to live with the good stuff, the bad stuff. As a friend of mine said to me once a year or so ago, you deal with the cards that you're dealt, and you play the hand that you're dealt. Some people are dealt wonderful hands in terms of having money, and some people are dealt good hands when it comes to having good physical and mental and emotional connection, I guess that's the word. Being able to keep yourself in good shape, mentally, emotionally. I think those things, those decisions that you make about whether you're going to keep yourself in shape, what are you going to eat, I think those things are important. They really are. So I pass that along that's from the food for thought department. I hope you will think a little about some of the important decisions that you may be called upon to make today, in fact. I was promising the story, Richie, of this student who got a dream job for the summer. This guy is going to be a water slide tester. He's going to travel awesome. The world this summer for a vacation company. His name is Seb Smith. He's 22. There's a picture of him at DougStephan.com. He was selected from 2,000 applicants, Kenny, to ride and rate water slides for Splash World Resorts. The all-inclusive resorts owned by First Choice offer guests unlimited use of their water parks. First Choice is part of the travel company that's based in the U.K., The company's newest employee, Mr. Smith, judges slides based on characteristics like biggest splash and adrenaline factor. Let's see here.
But I understand why people would think this is a great job, but do any of you get freaked out by going to water parks?
Yes.
Really? They're like a germ pool.
Dirty. Yeah.
Just freak out.
Dirty.
I would not like this dirty job.
There have been problems. There's one here near us, and it was not built in a good neighborhood, and it always has constant health problems.
Really?
I would not.
When you were 19.
Oh, yeah. No, forget it. It would be awesome. But now when you think about it as like a germ phobe, you're like, ooh.
Well, that's before the hour, a good day.
Or something. Yeah.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Michelle Pfeiffer, not known for her singing, and you can probably figure that out from the way this sounds, from the fabulous Baker Brothers. Her singing Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. We play that because it was actually a pretty decent movie, and she's 55 today. Read that and weep. Michelle Pfeiffer, 55 today. Movie music starts. Movie news. Chuck Curry is here to give us the box office totals from the weekend, and then we have our movie. I'm not sure. When I look at this, I would have made actually a decision, an executive decision, Kenny, not to do this because of what the movie represents, but because you said the last clue is sort of a gimme, we'll give it a shot, because not everybody has the same taste as me, and I shouldn't be arbitrary, I suppose. 888-302-3684, although I will tell you, my own hint to this is these kinds of movies are the reason that we have so much violence in our society today, or at least a part of why we have
violence. Oh, so I'll know it then. Chuck will definitely know it.
Well, just, we can't. It isn't this. What is the old business about guns? Guns don't kill people. People do. So the violence is here. Maybe that adds to people who do want to kill other people. And so maybe that's too much of a hint, but here's the first audio clue.
Looked dead, didn't I? Well, I wasn't. But it wasn't from lack of trying, I can tell you that.
Female lead is 43 today, if that helps you out. 888-302-3684. Chuck, did you get it from the first clip?
I did not, no.
Okay, next clip then, Richie.
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge. I roared, and I rampaged, and I got bloody satisfaction.
That's really violent.
Yeah, I know it. Aggressive. I didn't see the movie, and I don't like her much.
No. All right, well, you and I have something in common, Richie.
Yeah.
All right, last clip.
When I arrive at my destination, I am gonna kill Bill.
Okay. I didn't know what it was until right then.
Okay. 888, let's call a gimme for a swell prize. 888-302-3684. It's the name of that movie. The female lead is 43 today. Chucker has the box office totals right after this. Good day.
Oh, hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
As Richie is happy to acknowledge, given the last clue, he's really kind of shocked at who's calling and what the effect is of that last clue. 888-302-3684.
Maybe really it's funny when people call in and guess Caddyshack on that.
Well, but it just maybe speaks to the fact that there is too much violence and people are resisting it, I think, more and more. All right, Chucker, you did a revival this weekend of what movie?
Batman from 89 with Nicholson and Michael Keaton. Had about 70 people show up. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's got a movie theater down in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where he lives, that he works closely with.
I'm on the board of directors of a small nonprofit community theater called the Pocono Community Theater. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, what happened at the box office this weekend?
Michael Bay's low-level crime film, Pain and Gain, which stars Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, shot on a budget of just $26 million. Came in number one, $20 million opening.
Awful.
Considering his budget, that's considered a decent opening.
Awful.
You say you like it a lot, huh?
Awful. 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 Yeah. Stupid. They both should be ashamed of themselves.
How much of it did you see?
I saw until almost to the end, when I just was tired of the just stupid.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg really pumped himself up for the film.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he looks like The Rock in this thing. All right, what's next?
Number two.
Except he's 3 feet shorter.
17.4 million for Oblivion, 64 million in 2 weeks. I like the film; it's flawed, weak story, but good visuals. 42, the Jackie Robinson story, doing well. Placed third, 10.7, solid. 69 million in 3 weeks of release. Mm-hmm. The new comedy, The Big Wedding, with Robert De Niro, just 7.5 in its opening weekend, to place fourth. And the animated film, The Croods, placed fifth, 6.6. Iron Man 3 opens this Friday. Already done 195 million overseas in at least 4 days.
I always like those sequels in the sun, as they call them. All right, can you believe this? Richie.
Nobody got the right answer.
No.
When I arrive at my destination, I am
going to kill Bill.
Kill Bill. Right.
Uma Thurman is 43 today. Nice job, folks. 40.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.